Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And when we all sing happy tunes and sing Merry Christmas and wish each other Merry Christmas, these children are not going to have a Merry Christmas. How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
Bah humbug, Kamala Harris. Boy, what got into her? It is Merry Christmas, and I'm proud to say Merry Christmas. I guess she was not feeling the Christmas spirit in any way, shape, or form that year, but I am. I am blessed, fortunate, and happy. It's Christmas Eve, and you're spending time with me. I really thank you for spending the time with me here on News Radio 930 WBEN. This is Stefan Mihailu filling in for Tom Bowerly, Christmas Eve 2025. And we started the show with those selfless servants who help others and love others on holidays. And they do so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every single day of the year, so that our families can enjoy holidays with loved ones and our friends and our families. And that also applies to first responders. And joining us in the live line right now is Buffalo firefighter Dominic Napo. And he's a friend of yours truly and a friend of our show. Dominic, Merry Christmas, and you are live on News Radio 930 WBN. How are you?
I'm good. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, greatly appreciate it. And so you're at Engine 4, which is Abbott and Hollywood in South Buffalo, correct?
Yes, sir.
So you've got, Dominic, can you share with our listeners the really interesting perspective that you have when it comes to working and serving on Christmas Eve? Because when you were a kid, your father, Jerry, was a Buffalo firefighter, correct?
Of course. Yeah, my father is now 1 year retired. However, he did spend 32 years in all over on the east side, ladder 14 at Bailey and Dote. Growing up around him, obviously, you know, in this line of duty, you don't really get to really pick your schedule sometimes. And, you know, some days we got him on Christmas, some days Christmas was a day early, some days it was a couple days late. Christmas never really was the 25th. It was just whatever day worked for everyone. Same thing with my mother working in the hospital. She was a NICU nurse, so sometimes she had to work the holidays as well. So for me, now that I get to fill his shoes and go on in my own legacy with the job, I personally kind of understand how it feels. You know, you don't really get to be with your family for every big event or every holiday because, you know, I took the vow to take this job, and it is a great job, but, you know, there are those sacrifices that people don't think about like this. You know, you don't get to see your family on the holidays, but like I said, growing up with it, it's something that I'm accustomed to. It does make me feel bad for my amazing fiance because she didn't grow up with first responder parents, so she doesn't understand that there are going to be times where I may not be around for specific holidays.
Well, you mentioned your dad, Jerry, and Dominic, I'm 99% sure your dad and my brother, Dan, were firefighters together. My brother, Dan, was at Bailey and Doe 2 and at Rescue 1 as well. So, Dominic, can you take me through when you were a kid, the different sacrifices that you made, or you were even aware of, hey, my mom's a nurse, and we just had Anna Prostyko on, who was a nurse as well. Your mom's a nurse, she's working, your dad's a Buffalo firefighter working as well. Do you have a deeper appreciation now, being a Buffalo firefighter, knowing the amazing sacrifices that your dad did and your mom did as well on Christmas Eve and other holidays?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like you said, I grew up around it. For me, you know, not being able to spend a holiday with my parents, although it's harsh to say, you know, it is just another day. You know, I grew up around not have maybe both of them working on the same day, or, you know, they miss birthdays and they miss holidays, or, you know, the soccer game, the softball game for my sisters. But all in all, a lot of people see, you know, they hear that you're a fireman, and the only thing sometimes they might think is, oh, he just runs into burning buildings. But you don't understand, it is a greater sacrifice than putting our lives on the line. You know, we are sacrificing time away from our own families as much as it is a family here. You know, I got my little Engine 4 family. I just left my Engine 1 family a couple weeks ago. We just moved houses. So I had my Engine 1 family all summer, but I would say I'm grateful for this opportunity. Great job, but it is a lot more of a sacrifice. Like I said, it's my first Christmas, or actually my last Christmas with my fiance before we're married. So it is kind of sad that I'm not home with her right now.
Yeah, you're getting married in May, correct?
Yes, sir. A couple more months away, and I'm counting down every second.
Oh, that's awesome! Isn't life great? Isn't life amazing?
It truly is.
So what are those conversations you have with your bride-to-be, too? Because, again, it was, I'm sure with your parents, your mom was a NICU nurse, so she wholeheartedly understood the fact that, hey, there's never a day off. You're always caring for others. You're always working for others. And same thing with your dad, Jerry, when he was a Buffalo firefighter. So is it almost, Dominic, you have to have almost like the talk, almost like, hey, eyes wide open, honey, this is what I do. These are the hours, and there might be a day where it's Christmas Eve and we're not breaking bread. How do you handle that?
Of course. Definitely have to give my father his flowers on that one. When we first got the phone call that I would be going into the academy, they not only just sat me down, but they sat down my fiance, Molly, and kind of talked to us about, like, hey, you know, you only see the fireman stuff from the TV. And kind of gave her like the rundown of like, it does sometimes come home, and sometimes it's not always going to be the slow day or the busy day. Sometimes it's going to be the, hey, we have plans today, but I just got called in, or, hey, I'm going to be getting a call in. There's going to be some overtime coming up. Financially, it's going to help us, but physically, that's another 24 hours that I am away from home.
And you are continuing, Dominic, dedicating your life to public service in the same way that your dad did. You are literally saving lives and dedicated your professional career in the Buffalo Fire Department to protect our communities and keep us safe. How much of a blessing is it? How important was it to you to kind of continue that legacy that your dad built the foundation for, and now you are a Buffalo firefighter?
Obviously, I'm still very early on in my career. I'm just over a year hired. I was hired in August of 24, and I got onto the line after graduating the academy just after January of this year. So just short of a year on the line. I would say it is the greatest job in the world already. I've learned so much, and looking at it in a whole, I still really haven't learned enough. You know, there's so many different aspects of this job to learn, but it is exciting. You know, I'm a second generation. There's a lot of guys on this job that knew my father. So it does add a little bit of stress, because, you know, every time someone sees the last name, they immediately go to the, you got big shoes to fill. But it's almost my motivation to just better myself and try to take what everything he taught me growing up into my own career now.
Yeah, it's certainly a big helmet to fill, a big fire boot to fill. And I got to say, Dominic, I wish I would have known about your Instagram page a couple of weeks ago when I was getting Christmas shopping done, because we both have a mutual friend in Eric Witkowski, who's one of my best friends. He's like a brother to me. We grew up together. His grandmother and my mother were best friends. They were like Thelma and Louise. They were like the bingo queens of the east side of Buffalo. But I wish I'd have known about your Instagram page. And I am going to plug it a little bit. If you go to Instagram, and it's, correct me if I'm wrong, Dominic, it's The Honor Line, correct?
Correct.
So what exactly do you sell on The Honor Line? Because it looks amazing, and I wish I knew about this before I got a lot of my Christmas shopping done. Because correct me if I'm wrong, you take fire hoses and you turn them into works of art of American flags. What exactly is it that you do on The Honor Line on Instagram?
So what I've been doing, I started it back in late June, early July of this past summer. And what I've been doing is anytime that we have fire hose that's no longer good to be in service, essentially, it goes downtown to our hose building and collects dust, or depending on if it's really bad condition, it gets thrown out. And I was saying to myself one day, you know, there's got to be something that we could be doing with this. And I'm very patriotic. I love this job. If there's two things I could put together and do something good for the environment, why not take something that's just going to go sit in a landfill and repurpose it? So I took a couple lengths of hose home that were going to get thrown out, and I tried different things, like just trying to be crafty. And the one day I decided I was going to make an American flag, and that was the start of it. I take all the old hose and make American flags of all different sizes, and it's been picking up a little bit, mostly by word of mouth, but with the Instagram page now, I'm hoping that helps out a little bit more.
Yeah, I just dropped a couple $100 with you because these things are amazing. So how do you color the hoses?
So depending on how I get it, obviously fire hose comes in many different colors. Depending on what I get, you know, if it's a white hose or even a yellow with how pale the yellow is, I have buckets that I created, basically like my own concoction of different dyes, and mixed them all together to get the certain colors I wanted. And as I make them, I just take the fire hose and I just soak it right in the water for a couple of days in these buckets of dye I've made. However, if I do get darker fire hose, there is a way where I can either paint it, but I try to stay away from painting. It doesn't look the best. So usually I'll synthetically bleach it, try to get all the dye out, and then put my dye in.
Oh, that's awesome. And they look great. Again, the Instagram page is The Honor Line. If you go to the Instagram machine, Dominic Napo has a lot of those different flags that he sells, and just give him a private message. Dominic, any last words for your fellow firefighters and first responders and police about serving those and lives that you're saving on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?
Of course. To anyone listening, present, future, or past, police, fire, EMS, first responders, Merry Christmas. Hope everyone stays safe these next couple of days and the radio stays silent. Molly, I love you if you're listening. I'm hoping she was able to get into this. We're trying to figure out how to get her to listen. So if you're listening, I love you.
Oh, man, you just scored some major, major points with the future bride. That's so awesome. God bless you both.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. MasterClass.com/audio.